Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Good morning, Dean.
Hello there.
Let's talk about concerts. They're back this weekend, aren't they?
Yeah, we've got a lot of good ones this weekend. Let's start off at Ravinia, where they've got a full weekend all lined up that includes the Indigo Girls tonight, the Blind Boys of Alabama and Black Violin tomorrow, and then on Sunday they're doing something called Fiesta Ravinia, in which they have performing some of the best in Latin American music all day on Sunday at Ravinia. The Pitchfork Music Fest is going on this weekend at Union Park at Randolph and Ogden. Phoebe Bridgers is there tonight, St. Vincent tomorrow, and Erica Badu on Sunday. 42 artists in total performing. Blake Shelton's in town this weekend. He is at the Allstate Arena on Saturday. Jeff Dunham, the comedian, at the Horseshoe Casino in Hammond. And, Bob, I think this one you and I should go together to go see Bobby Rydell.
Oh, man.
At the Arcata out in St. Charles on Sunday.
Bobby Rydell is still at it, huh?
I'm trying to think of what was the Bobby Rydell that he had a big song. Was it called Forget Him?
He had a few, and not one title comes to mind right now.
I want to say Forget Him. Somebody text us, you big Bobby Rydell fans out there.
We won't cheat by Googling.
No, we won't.
We'll leave it up to the listeners.
I don't think my computer will even look that up.
And also back, the Toronto Film Festival kicking off.
Yeah, that's a big deal because it only happened virtually last year. And the Toronto Film Festival is North America's biggest film fest. You know, we've been hearing about the Venice Film Festival. We always hear about Cannes. But here in North America, the biggest one is always in September, always right around this time of year, up in beautiful Toronto. Normally, I would be there previewing movies and interviewing the stars of those movies. But we haven't gone for a couple of years now because of the pandemic. But they did premiere the movie that kicked it all off. Is the movie version of Dear Evan Hansen, which was a Tony Award winner on Broadway. It starred Ben Platt. He is in this movie version. It's not like they took the stage version and filmed it. They've completely restaged it with Julianne Moore now in it and Amy Adams. And it's just one of the most beautiful and powerful musicals you will ever see on stage. And I've already seen this movie version. In fact, I interviewed Ben Platt a couple of days ago, and we're going to share that interview on my Sunday show this coming weekend. But this movie version just takes you closer into everything that's going on. The movies can bring you in close on different emotions and things. So when this movie comes out at the end of this month, I'm going to be highly, highly recommending it, but that was the movie that kicked off the Toronto Film Fest last night.
I was reading about the Diana musical. What do you know about this?
Well, I haven't seen it yet. I have seen a trailer for it. It's not supposed to come out. It wasn't supposed to come out till toward the end of the year, but Netflix now has announced that they're going to be releasing it on October the 1st. So they are going to let it go a little bit earlier. It's a musical that is about the teenage years of Diana, Princess of Wales. So, if you want to see the trailer, it's up on YouTube, and it's not hard to find. But it's a musical based on the life of Diana Spencer, 19-year-old Diana Spencer in this movie. So, in this movie that'll be on Netflix.
And I cheated. I did Google. Bobby Rydell had hits with Wild One, Forget Wild Him. One, he also did a version of Volare.
Volare.
Mm-hmm. And you can see him in St. Charles. What night is he there?
Let me check my Bobby Rydell file.
At the Arcata Theater.
The Arcata on Sunday. Sunday, right. Yeah.
So many 9/11 documentaries to watch. Dean Richards has a few suggestions for us.
Boy, just hearing that song reminds me, as I'm sure a lot of our listeners probably experienced the same way I did, listening to Spike Odell that morning.
Right.
When the first plane went into the tower, everybody thought it was a small plane that had an accident. And then the second plane hit, and it was clear what was happening. And, you know, the news went crazy from there. But, so many documentaries have covered the actual events of that day. I think some of the better ones, which are available for you to watch, are a Hulu five-part docuseries that's called 9/11 One Day in America, that recounts all the events of that day and everything that we went through. I love this one documentary that was produced actually by a former WGN radio producer, the former producer of Milt Rosenberg's Extension 720, Greg Jacobs, and his filmmaking partner, John Siskel, nephew, I believe it was, of the great Gene Siskel, called 102 Minutes That Changed America. It is showing on Vimeo, but it took the 120 minutes, the first 120 minutes of the attack on America, and recalled it through eyewitness accounts from people who lived in New York. They assembled it in a real time based on stories that people were telling. It's such a well-done documentary. It's been out for quite a long time, but it's a different perspective that we normally get. Spike Lee just put out a new docuseries. It's a four-part docuseries that's running on HBO that's called Spike Lee's New York City Epicenters. It focuses on the effects of New York City. Apple TV Plus has one that's called 9/11 Inside the President's War Room, that focuses in on what was going on behind the scenes with the president and his cabinet, and some of the behind the scenes stories that we had never heard of before. New movie came out a couple of weeks ago that's on Netflix called Worth, starring Michael Keaton, which is very, very good, very reflective. It is the story about a guy who was put in charge of the 9/11 Survivors Fund, and he has to figure out how to compensate people who were affected by the tragedy at 9/11. And it's a very compelling story about, putting dollars up against actual human life. Again, that's on Netflix. And one that's new this week is a musical that is called Come From Away. You probably have heard the story of how there was this small town in Canada that took in, when all the planes were grounded right after the attack, about 70 planes landed in this small town in Canada, and how welcoming this community was to about 7,000 people who suddenly, were there, and they didn't 100% understand why at first. But a musical was made about this. It was a Tony Award winner on Broadway. And now the big screen adaptation of it is on Apple TV Plus, called Come From Away. And I should mention as well that here on WGN-TV, we've got a special on tomorrow night at 6:30 called Chicago Remembers 9/11, which gives us kind of a Chicago angle in, families and people who were affected and remembering their loved ones who were lost. So there is no shortage of TV, movies, and documentaries to commemorate this day 20 years ago. I have posted on WGNradio.com my interview with Carol Marine, who got caught in all of this. She happened to be working over at 60 Minutes in New York when all this happened.
Yeah, we just talked to Carol.
Oh, did you? Okay, all right.
We played that clip and with Dan Rather,
right,
and it still gets to you, doesn't it?
It really does, yeah. I had her on, and You know, we almost lost Carol Marine that day.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, it's so it's as Carol said, and I'm sure she said in your interview, she just doesn't want anyone ever to forget,
right?
The, you know, all of that. So plenty to reflect on for the 20th anniversary.
I've gone back and forth. Sometimes I feel like watching those programs. Sometimes I don't. It's too painful,
yeah.
But I did see some of Spike Lee's documentary on HBO last night, and I'll tell you, he had some video that I had never seen before, and
right.
He also had the story of the maritime evacuation, which has not been told.
Right.
But in addition to making me sad to see all of that, it made me angry. It made me angry that we didn't have our intelligence communities working together to possibly prevent that. And it also, of course, made me angry at the perpetrators.
Right.
But
what it reminds me of is that there actually was a time in America where we all felt unified.
Yeah.
we all were, feeling the same way. And that hasn't happened in a long time in our country.
All right, give us one happy thing to watch over the weekend if we want to escape from the news. What do you suggest?
Well, there's a documentary I want you to watch that is about the friendship between Muhammad Ali and Malcolm X. It's called Blood Brothers.
Mm.
It's about their unbelievable friendship and their ultimate falling out. It is on Netflix. Best movie of the week is Oscar Isaac and Tiffany Haddish. In a dramatic role, really good in a dramatic role, called The Card Counter. That one's in theaters only this weekend.
I like Blood Brothers. I'm going to go with that if I want to escape. Have a good weekend, Dean.
See you guys.